Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Christ Yahshua, Jesus our Messiah. And that special greeting goes to all of those that have crossed the border into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father and have decided to stay in that kingdom and abandon all of the other kingdoms for the only one that will last forever. The name of this program is Cross the Border. My website is crosstheborder.org, and my name is Nicholas. We've been going through the book of Genesis here, and hope that if you're new to the program that you'll stay and you'll continue to go through it with us. If you'd like to catch up, you can catch up on the archives at crosstheborder.org. When we left, Jacob was leaving his home to go find a wife, and for other reasons. Jacob, in chapter 29 of Genesis, Jacob went on his journey, and he came to the land of the people of the east, and he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, where are you from? Whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said to them, Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said to them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. Behold, Rachel, his daughter, is coming now with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, and till they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And yet while he spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. So basically, well, he kisses this young lady, and he lets out a cry. And I don't think it was from pain. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him about the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because you are my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? So he's been there a month, he's working hard, and his brother says, Well, you can't just keep working for nothing. Tell me what your wages are. And Laban had two daughters. The name of one was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. And Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. So it sounds like they've got a deal, right? And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a great feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went into her. And Laban gave his daughter Leah, Zilpah his maid for a handmaid. And it came to pass in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that you have done to me? Did I not serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? Oh, and Laban said to, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve me yet another 7 years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And the week, of course, being the seven years. And Laban gave Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went on also unto Rachel, and he loved her also, Rachel, more than Leah, and served with him yet the other 7 years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely Yahuwah hath looked upon my affliction, now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, because Yahuwah hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, now I will praise Yahuwah. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. So, I mean, here we've got, you know, quite a number of years passing in one chapter of this scripture. And, of course, Jacob was tricked, but they had a custom that the older daughter was not to be married last, but the older daughter was to be married first. Custom which Jacob learned about. I'm going to jump into the next chapter here, chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. In other words, she's letting him know that, that she's quite distressed. And you can't say, give me your children unless I die, because it's not like you do it by will. You know, it's, anyway, and Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead, who has withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go into her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went into her, and Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. So that's son number 6. And Rachel said, with great wrestling I have wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid. Well, we got a little competition going here between these ladies, and now they're using their handmaids, their servants. And yes, they had servants or slaves, and they were considered property, basically. And whoever your master said, and that's, you know, said that a woman was to marry, that's who their husband was. And we see that later in the law, because there is a laws pertaining to slavery and ownership of slaves. But we'll get there soon enough. Yes, the chronicle of Jacob and his wives and his sons, how he took a fourth wife, the handmaid of Rachel's handmaid and Leah's handmaid. And Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, bore Jacob a son, Genesis 30, verse 11. And Leah said, "A troop cometh," and she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bore Jacob a second son, and Leah said, "Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed," and she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of the wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. And then Rachel said to Leah, Give me, I pray thee, thy son's mandrakes." And I'm not sure what mandrakes are. Let's see. Some type of aphrodisiac. And she said to her, "It is a small matter that thou hast taken my husband, and wouldst thou take my son's mandrakes also?" And Rachel said, "Therefore shall he lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes." And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, "God hath given me my hire, because he has given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bore Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, "God hath endured with me a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and said, "God hath taken away my reproach." And she called his name Joseph and said, "Yahuwah shall add to me another son." And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, "Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done to thee." And Laban said to him, "I pray thee, if I found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that Yahuwah, the Lord, hath blessed me for thy sake." So, you know, he has a good thing. He doesn't want Jacob to leave. And Laban said to him, I found favor. I've learned by experience that Yahuwah hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, "Appoint me thy wages, and I will give it." And he said unto him, "Thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which thou had before I came, and is now increased into a multitude. And Yahuwah hath blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide for my own house also?" So he's worked, 14 years. His time is up. He worked 7 years for Leah when he thought he was working for Rachel. Then he got Leah. And then he worked 7 years for Rachel. And the meanwhile, having children and so forth. Because apparently he gave him Rachel after he worked 7 years for Leah. And now Laban doesn't want him to go because he's increased his cattle. And he says, "Well, when am I going to get mine? I want to go and start my own life. Why should I work for you and have nothing? Just let me and my children go. We'll take care of ourselves." But he's going to try to make him stay. So let's see what happens here. "For it was little which thou hadst before I came, and now it is increased to a great multitude. And Yahuwah hath blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide for my own house also?" And he said, "What shall I give thee?" And Jacob says, "Thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flock. And I will pass through all of thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle and the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. So he's saying that, you know, it's kind of like, these are mine, the ones that are spotted and speckled among, and the ones that are brown among the sheeps, that they'll be yours. And Laban said, behold, it might be according to thy word. So he agrees to this. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-streaked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them to the hands of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob. And Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of hazel, and the chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made them white, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods, which he had peeled before the flocks, in the gutters in the watering troughs when the flocks came to drink, that they would conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-streaked, speckled, and spotted. So, obviously, there's some kind of herbal thing going on here. That's the way it seems to me, to make his flocks more fertile. I just can't read any more into it than that. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and he set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-streaked, and all the brown in the flock, and of Laban. He put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not into Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before their eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. When the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger were Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and menservants, and camels, and asses. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. Because he sees that Jacob is getting richer. I mean, Laban is still increased and a very rich man because of Jacob, but they see that Jacob is becoming much, much wealthier now because of this deal that he made. And of course, I mean, if you would take better care of your own, you know, than you would of someone else's. It seems like he should have taken care of his own, but that was the deal they made. So anyway, and Yahuwah said to Jacob, return into the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah into the field and to his flock, and he said unto them, I see your father's countenance that is not toward me as before, but the God of my fathers has been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. And just a little side note here, that when you have two men in the same property, the thing is, you know, there's a saying that you can't serve two masters. And you can't have two masters dwelling together. And that's why, you know, whenever you get several men dwelling together, that there has to be a definite order of authority. But when you have two men that are equal in authority dwelling together, it doesn't work because strife comes up. And, you know, being a man myself, being in that situation many times, I've learned that through life, that unless one man is definitely submissive to the authority of the other, they cannot dwell together in peace. It's just the way of life. And that gives a lot of truth to the saying that you cannot serve two masters. So you can't have two masters in one house. And then you get to the whole equality in marriage thing today. And that's why marriage doesn't work. With equality in a marriage, in democracy in a marriage, will never work, because you have two masters. and the strife will always arise. And that's probably the main reason why, monogamy in America does not work very well. Because the whole idea of equality, the whole idea that men and women are equal. You have two masters. And strife arises when you have two masters. Because each one is trying to uphold their authority. And all it leads to is war. And that's just what we see here. That Jacob, now, because of his deal, because of the being put on an even keel with, because before he just served him and everything was fine. But once he was made master over his own property and everything, once he served his 14 years and came out from under Laban's, authority, then we had two men with equal authority striving together. So that always creates a problem. That's what we can see at work here. It's a natural thing. Something we said see demonstrated over and over. And if you have any wisdom at all, you know that what I'm saying is true. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll be back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.